Welcome to another episode of DRH Ministries Living in Victory podcast. Our prayer is that as you listen and receive the word of God, that your life is changed and that you're positioned to live life in victory. Let's join Pastor Dennis Hebert for today's message already in progress.
To know that he's going to perform. Now, his promise to us is that all of these things that he's going to be to us, he'll never leave us in these regards. Somebody say, God will never leave me. Amen. Okay, listen, all of this stuff right here is not going to be, he's not going to be like some of your friends. He's not going to be wishy-washy. Y'all know what that means, wishy-washy? He's not going to be here today and gone tomorrow. But he says, I'm always going to be a counselor, always going to be a comforter, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and a standby. Always. Somebody say always. Okay, so he's always going to be working for your advantage. Did you hear that? The Holy Spirit is always, Ida, working for your advantage. He's always working so you can have an edge. Hear this, Dante. He's always working so you can get ahead of the game. Okay? Somebody say, he's always working for me. Amen. He's always working for my advantage, which means when the situation gets real tight, I can stand comfortless. I can stand comforted knowing that he's working it out for me. And sometimes you just have to do like the Bible says, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, because by me standing still, I know he's working something out for me. That's the confidence I have in him, that God, I know somehow, some way, this is not good, but it's going to turn out good. Did you hear this? There's somebody in here with a child, and you've been dealing with some things. I promise you, it's working out for your good. It's working out for your good. It's working out for your good. And one of the ways that he's working it out is he's positioned us in a place of advantage, because this is what he'll do, especially while you're waiting on him to do something. He'll minister strength to you. Boy, that's what I love about God. See, in God's character, one of the attributes of his character is that he is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. Okay? And so what happens is when he comes to live on the inside of us, Elder Jesse mentioned this in one of our services on Sunday. I thought it was awesome. He says, God is house shopping. He's looking for a house he can live in. He's looking to see who has the amenities required for him to move in. Oh, that's what he said. He said, I'm looking for somebody that has the right square footage. You mature enough. You've been broadened out enough that God can come and live on the inside of you. And now that he's living on the inside of him, you can't just keep him upstairs in that room. But you got to say, God, you can come on downstairs. God, you can come into the room of my finances. God, you can come into the room of my morals. God, you can come into my office and help me with my career. God, you can help me with my prayer life. You got to give him free reign to move. Somebody say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. And what he's saying is, when you start opening up the doors and releasing the Holy Spirit who lives in you to begin to work in your life, then he comes to give you advantage. And one of the things he's going to do is he's going to strengthen you, baby. Because there's sometimes life will try to beat you down. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, and he's going to come to strengthen us. Let me show you this in the word before we really get into it. Go to Isaiah 40 in your Bible. Isaiah 40. Write this down. Isaiah 40. Some of y'all need to stand on this. He's going to be your strength. Anybody ever felt tired? Just tired, you know? 41. Isaiah 41. Yes, thank you, Russ. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41. Anybody ever felt weary? Just woe out, you know. As my father-in-law would say, woe'd out. Woe'd out. I'm just woe'd out. I say, man, you got to stop teaching my kids that bad English. Woe'd out. I'm woe'd out. Just because sometimes, y'all, you can just get woe'd out. Y'all feel that one, amen. Some of y'all, yeah. You feel it. You can just get worn. You can get weary. Get tired. Yeah, that's real. You can. And let me tell you something now. While we admitting to the realness of that, it's dangerous to live tired. Don't you know the DOT won't even let you drive the big 18-wheelers pass a certain amount of time because they don't want you driving tired. But what about when you're living tired? What about when you're driving your life tired? Wowed out. Weary. You know why? Because they're saying over a certain amount of time, if you've been driving this truck without rest, what's going to happen is you're going to start to make some bad decisions. And the bad decisions won't just affect you and the load you're carrying, but it's going to affect everybody else that's traveling on the same road that you're on. And that's why it's so dangerous for us to live tired. That's why it's so dangerous, leaders, for us to lead tired. Because when we lead tired, we might take a turn we're not supposed to take. And that becomes dangerous to us. See, when you're tired, you're right where the devil wants you to be. Because when you wore out and you got to make a spiritual decision or a decision that takes faith, sometimes you won't make it because you're too tired to believe God for it. And so this is why we need the aid of the Holy Spirit to come and to strengthen us so that I don't get tired on this road of life. And it's possible, watch this, it's possible for you to cancel that ministry of fatigue that's on your life. Because fatigue will try to minister to you. Fatigue will try, I'm talking about fatigue. Now that's a whole nother level when not just tired, but I'm fatigued. Fatigue means you got to come out the game. Watch what he says. Watch what the Lord promises us in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse number 10. You got your Bible? Say, I got it. That's good. I'm warming up. He says, fear not. Why? I am with you. Somebody say, he's with me. Come on, let's have confidence in that. Say, he's with me. Say it again. He's with me. Okay, don't be scared. He's with you. He says, don't be dismayed or overwhelmed. Why? I'm your God, capital G-O-D. Okay, he says, this is what I'm going to do for you. I will what? Strengthen you. Yes, I will even do what? Help you. Somebody say, he's going to help me. All right, you got this circled in your Bible. Because you're going to need this next week. And you're going to be searching for it through them pages. Like one of them somewhere in Isaiah. You need to have this highlighted so it can pop out to you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to help you. He will uphold you with my righteous right hand. See, that's the promise of the Lord. That's the promise of the Lord. That he's going to strengthen us in every situation. And see, what happens is when we are denying the obvious, which is what we're not doing right now, we're not denying the obvious. Yes, your body needs rest sometime, okay? All right? You can't just run your body like it's a machine. You need rest. But I'm talking about there's sometimes when you can get rest but still be tired. That's what I'm talking about. It's very possible, watch this, that you can miss the actual move of God, his promotion and elevation for your life because you was too tired to keep going. That's why in the Bible, he always tells us, go with me to Galatians chapter 6. This is not in my notes. Galatians chapter number 6. Watch this. Look, he gives us some warning in Galatians chapter number 6. Go there. Galatians 6 and Galatians 6 and verse number 9. Watch this. Galatians 6 and 9. Look what he says. This is about being tired. You got to say, I got it. Watch this. This is so important. He says, and let us not what? Grow weary. I like that. He says, don't be weary. He says, don't grow weary, which means over a period of time, weariness can creep up on you. It's something that grows. Whenever you see growth in the Bible, think about process. See, that there's a process of stuff that happens that if you're not refreshing yourself, if you're not reconnecting with the Holy Spirit, that strengthener that's on the inside of you, you can grow weary. He says, let us not grow weary while doing what? Why? Because in what? We're going to do what? If we don't do what? Become tired. See that? And growing tired will cause you to miss your due season. Cause you to miss that season that God has for you because you are so tired. And God is saying, I've given you the Holy Spirit that wherever you go in life, the Holy Spirit can minister strength to you. Hallelujah. Just put your Bible on your lap right now. Lift your hands and say, Lord, minister strength to me. This is what somebody needs right now. Say it again. Lord, minister strength to me. Amen. Now, come on. Let's see how he'll do this. There's three ways now that the Holy Spirit will minister strength to us. At least three ways. Now, when I say he's a strengthener, I'm saying strengthen means to vitalize. It means to energize. It means that he'll come and give us courage. He'll come and give us protection. It means to impart stamina. In every sense of the word. To vitalize, to energize, to give us courage, to give us protection, to impart stamina to us. You see, that's what it means to energize. And there's three ways that he'll do that. First of all, he will minister physical strength to us. He will strengthen your physical body. Because sometimes your physical body will grow tired. Okay? It'll grow tired. And you're going to need this body to be strengthened. Let me show you what I'm talking about in Romans chapter number 8. Let me show you that. Romans chapter number 8. That the Holy Spirit will strengthen your physical body. Watch this, Deep. I want you to hear this. Don't miss this. He'll strengthen your physical body. He'll strengthen your physical body. Okay? Watch this. Look what it says. I'm going to read this out of the King James Version in Romans 8 and 11. I want you to get this. Somebody say, he'll strengthen my physical body. Because sometimes, you know, your physical body can just get worn down. This is what I want to do. The Lord told me to do this Sunday, and I didn't do it. Everybody who's a single parent, lift your hands. Come on, lift them. Father, right now, I pray strength for every single parent in here, to their physical bodies, Lord, with what they have to do, ministering to their children, going to work, ministering here. Lift your hands. Lord, I pray right now that they come in contact with the Holy Ghost that ministers strength to our physical bodies. I thank you that it's done in Jesus' name. Lord told me to do that Sunday, and I didn't quite get around to it. But, man, I done had my boys by myself for the last couple of days. You know, and I was on that thing. You know, Monday I was, you know, I cooked some red beans. I said, I'm gonna be, you know, Mr. Mom, you know, I'm gonna do my thing. And boy, by Tuesday morning they had me wowed out. and I was dropping them off at school one morning. I said, you know what, boy, my heart went out for y'all. Y'all some warriors. No, for real, y'all Vikings. Y'all got this. Amen. No, I bow to you. Amen. You're the man in every sense of the word. Because it takes a toll on your physical body. Last night, I don't even know what they was doing. I fell asleep. That's how I know the Holy Ghost is real. He was protecting. I don't even know what they was doing. I told them to go in the room, don't come out. I don't care what time y'all go to sleep. I don't care. I just went in my room. I ain't want nobody to talk to me. I heard the basketball bouncing. That's all. And I was out. I woke up this morning. One of them was across the bed the wrong way. TV was still on. Light was still on. I said, well, you know. I mean, I don't know how y'all make it, man. I mean, physical strength. Look what he says here. And some of y'all, I know how you make it now. I know. You got help. Somebody say, I got help. Yeah. I ain't talking about Donald Ray help. I got the Spirit's help. Amen. And I want you to discount that. Don't be talking about, I ain't got nobody. No, you got somebody. Because, baby, if you didn't have nobody, if you didn't have anybody, you wouldn't be in church tonight. I know that. You'll be somewhere with a cigarette and a cup of coffee. Shucks. Like, Lord, help. Look what he says here. He says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Listen at this. Spirit that raised Jesus, raised his mortal flesh up from the dead. If that spirit dwells in you, that spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies. How? By his spirit that dwells in you. See, he's saying that same spirit that took a dead body, that had been dead for 3 days, and that spirit allowed that body to come back to life. He says, if that same spirit, that Holy Spirit dwells in you, he's also able to quicken, to vitalize, you see, to give life, to energize your mortal flesh. Man, there's been times when I remember when I was serving my pastor, I remember this one moment morning quite vividly, man. You know, I had to be at his house at like 6:30 in the morning. So, you know, I lived about 45 minutes away from him at that time. So I had to, you know, hump it down there, be at his house at 6:30, 6:45, get the car out, get the car in the driveway, wait till he comes. He got in the car. We drive, go across the river, go to three services, 7:30, 9:30, 11:30. We grab something to eat. We jump on the plane. We fly across the lake. We come over here to Hammond for 3 o'clock. He preached the service at 3 o'clock. We get back on the plane, go back across the lake. He do a 6 o'clock service there at the mother church. We leave the mother church. He says, I got to go by and see Bishop Morton because he's closing out his service. We go over to Greater St. Stephen's. We're there at Greater St. Stephen's. And then we get back home. And I'm almost like, Bishop, can I just spend a night at your house? And I was wondering, how does he keep that type of schedule? Until I understood the power that the Holy Spirit has over your physical body. That when you're operating in the spirit, when you're leaning and depending on him to quicken your body, what happens is he'll allow you to run on when everybody else is getting tired. I wanted to say, bitch, what kind of vitamins you taking? Is that was before Red Bull. But I had an understanding now that when the Holy Spirit, when you release him to quicken your body, golly, some of you ain't even want to come to church tonight. You know how I know? Because I didn't. I was buttoning my shirt like, Lord, you know, like. I had to apply. I said, Lord, quicken my body. These kids done wore me out. But I feel all right right now. I feel all right. He's refreshing me right now. He's strengthening me. He strengthens our mortal bodies. He strengthens our mortal bodies. See, you have to learn how to rely on the Holy Ghost to strengthen his strengthening ministry. See, and there's going to be times when you got a lot to do, when there's going to be a lot placed on you. See, and when your strength ends, he's saying, my strength is available for you. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to rest upon that strength. Number one, he ministers strength to our physical bodies, to our physical body. That's why I didn't take you there, because we have been there quite a while. Isaiah 40 says that when we wait on him, when he strengthens us, he will renew our strength. He says, you're going to run and not get weary. See that? You're going to run and not get weary. Everybody else going to be passing out. He says, young men are going to fail. Others are going to utterly fall. But they that wait upon him, that means rely on, depend on, serve him. Those of us that do that, he's going to renew our strength day by day. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're not going to collapse. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell him you can't collapse. Amen. You will not collapse. Why? Because great is he that's working on the inside of you. We understand that this body is perishing. But I also understand that there's another work on the inside of me. Now, not only will he minister to our physical bodies, but number two, he ministers supernatural strength to us. Okay? Supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. Because all the time you don't need physical strength. Sometimes you need help with some things supernaturally. Okay? Because when some stuff come against you, it's not physical. It's spiritual. And he's saying, I can minister spiritual, supernatural help to you. Let me show you this. I love this psalm, Psalm 20. Go there. Psalm 20. Thank you, Lord God. Psalm 20. Okay? Those of you seasoned saints, I ain't going to call you seniors, seasoned saints, you know, stop confessing that. I'm getting old. No, you're not. You're getting better. Okay? Now, stop saying that. I know. People say, my grandfather used to say, nothing get old but clothes. I'm not getting old. No. Can't y'all tell how young I look? I don't even look like I'm 33, huh? Look like I'm about 23, 24, 25, 26. Come on now, 27, 28. Well, I'm not confessing that. I'm believing supernaturally. I'm going to be here when the rapture comes. He ministers supernatural strength. Look what he says in Psalm 20. Right, I'm going to love life. The Bible says Moses lived to be over 120, and he says his eyes was not dim, and he hadn't lost any of his vigor. Brothers, y'all know what he mean by vigor, right? Amen. That was way before the blue pill. He didn't lose none of his vigor. Hallelujah. Look what it says in Psalm 20. That's a word of the Lord. Look what he says in Psalm 20. Look what he says. Watch this. This, y'all, this is another one. You just need to highlight the whole Bible. But this is another one. Psalm 20. I love this one, y'all. This right here is a prescript to war, Tanya. That before the children of Israel would go out to war, they would recite this, and this would give them strength. Okay? This would give them an understanding. Look what it says here, Gus. He says in Psalm 20 and 1, he says, may the Lord answer you in the day of your trouble. See that? May the God of Jacob defend you. Somebody say, he's my help. Watch this. Look, may he send you help from where?
The sanctuary.
And may he strengthen you from where? Out of Zion. That's a different type of strength right now. That's not a physical strength, Elantra. That's supernatural strength. It's saying, before you go out here and fight this battle, God, may you send me help from the sanctuary. May you strengthen me out of Zion. God, there's some stuff that I'm going to have to face, golly, that my physical strength won't get me the victory over. There's some demons that I got to deal with that I'm going to need help from the sanctuary. See that? And he'll minister supernatural strength to you. Stuff that should take your mind. Boy, this is so real. Stuff that should just destroy you mentally. But because you don't even know it, the Holy Ghost is ministering strength to you. Supernatural strength. Let me make it plain. Go with me to Judges 14. Judges 14. Judges 14. Judges 14. He'll minister supernatural strength to you. Where'd I tell you go? Judges 14. Hallelujah. Supernatural strength. See, he's ministering strength to you. I don't see how people live without the Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it. Him. Yeah, right. How they do it, y'all? Y'all got to help me with that. I don't know where I would be if the Holy Spirit didn't help me through some dark days. You know, some stuff that when I saw it just looking in my natural eyes that I would have fainted, man, if I had to go through that by myself. Look what happened. Look what here. This is you right here. He says in Judges 15 and 5, 14 and 5. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. Watch this. And the Spirit, capital S-P-I-R-I-T, of the Lord came mightily upon Samson, and he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat. Watch this now. Supernatural strength. The Bible says that he was on his way somewhere, and to his surprise, a lion jumped out. But the Spirit of the Lord ministered supernatural strength to him that he was able to tear that lion to pieces. Golly. And he did it as if it was a little bitty baby calf or something. See, my brothers and sisters, there has been documentation of mothers who have seen their children in danger. And they have been endued with supernatural strength to go and there's one case I read about, lift up a car so that their child can get from under a car that had fallen on them. But the Holy Spirit will minister supernatural strength to you, give you strength to do stuff otherwise you couldn't do. But let's take it a step further, because every now and then there's going to be some lions that jump out in your life. Every now and then there's going to be some stuff that jump off that you're going to need the supernatural strength of God in order to weather it, in order to defeat it, and in order to fight back against it. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? There's going to be some times when some stuff is just going to shock you in life, but God is saying, I'm going to minister strength to you in that very moment, in that very hour, when you're laying there saying, Lord, how am I going to get out of this? God says, I'm going to send you help from the sanctuary. I'm going to strengthen you out of Zion, and you're going to be able to overcome it.
We are encouraged that you were blessed by this word as ministered by Pastor Dennis Hebert, Senior Pastor and Teacher of the Beacon Light Baptist Church of Hammond, Louisiana. Here at DRH Ministries, we want to thank you for tuning in, and we want to invite you to share with us whenever you're in the area. We're conveniently located at 500 East Hanson Avenue, Hammond, Louisiana, 70403. Our Sunday worship services are offered at 7:30 a.m., 9:30 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Feel free to also join us for our weekly pastoral Bible study each Wednesday at 12 o'clock noon and 7 o'clock p.m. For more information, visit our website at www.beaconlightofhammond.org. DRH Ministries, empowering you to live in victory.